The Carolina Panthers began their off-season program yesterday, and I know that there have been players in the building, and they are benching, doing bench press and shoulder shrugs, and they're on the squat rack, and Darren Gant has been spotting them throughout, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show, so we can ask the old guy to say Tyler Moton comes over and says, hey, would you spot me, Darren? Can you?
Sure, why not? I mean, if they're on the squat rack, I mean, I may have to put a couple extra plates on beyond what Taylor's doing out there
right.
on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, I would be willing to help a brother out, sure.
By the way, I called him Tyler. That's very embarrassing. All right, let's get to it. You did the quarterback tour with everybody. Tell me what was your takeaway?
My takeaway was that C.J. Stroud had the sea bass and a strawberry lemonade the night before at dinner with ownership and many people that did not include me. No, I mean, and I think we talked about this before, it was kind of an extension of the coaching search process in which Frank Reich was one of 9 guys he interviewed for the job, including the several former head coaches or people who were interviewing for other head coaching jobs as well. They want to be thorough with this. They've learned their lessons sufficiently after the Matt Rhule era. And now instead of making hasty decisions and getting emotional about things, they're doing a lot of research on stuff and being in depth. It's very adult. I approve of this notion. You know,
right.
I used to tell my kids they had to sleep on any purchase over $20, which was really annoying to them when they were in middle school. But, you know, one of these days, maybe they'll appreciate that for that. But anyway, they're just doing all the diligence of the due kind.
Right.
I mean, I guess that's the only kind of diligence anyone does anymore. But, they're just doing all the stuff.
Right.
They're talking to these guys. They're all rolling through here. I mean, 2 of them have been in town already this week on visits. 2 of them will be here next Tuesday on a visit. So they're going to talk to all these guys again, feed them again, you know, have all these conversations again before they make the decision.
So if I had to ask you to sum up what you thought of what jumps out to you about Bryce Young, what would it be?
Bryce Young is I had somebody who is in the business and whose paycheck depends on getting these kind of evaluations correct, said he was just an elite processor, that he sees the game at a different level. I mean, you hate comparing guys to Patrick Mahomes, but that's kind of the way they talk about him. I mean, listen, is he short? He is. Is he small? He is. Although I saw him walking the halls the other day, and he's actually probably a little thicker than I thought, but that might just be because all the talk's been about how little he is, and I think we're conditioned to think he's a small person who wrestles in bars or something. I don't know. But anyway, he's got the game from the shoulders up that every coach wants. I mean, he knows where to go with it. He's been in a pro offense in Alabama the last couple of years, playing under Bill O'Brien, and he runs it. He makes the checks at the line. He does all the NFL stuff. He makes all the off-schedule throws. And I think that's where some of the Mahomes comparison comes in. You know, the physical stuff's a question, but basically the one question in my mind about Bryce Young is, do you have a hang-up about the size?
Right.
And if the answer is no, I mean, he's the guy who had the best tape all year, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah.
That's not an inconsequential question. I mean, to say, are you hung up about his size? He's an outlier. You know,
right.
he'll be a rare sub-6-foot quarterback in the NFL. And I know a lot of people made a lot about Frank Reich's never had a non-tall quarterback. Well, I mean, my question to that is, how many short quarterbacks did Sean Payton have before he got Drew Brees? How many
right.
short quarterbacks did Pete Carroll have before he had Russell Wilson? I mean, it's, you know, it's a factor, and you've got to decide team to team whether it's the deciding factor of you for you.
So, and on top of the all of that, Frank Reich's never really drafted a quarterback, regardless of the size. So, I mean, they brought in Matt Ryan. They brought in Phil Rivers, right, to Indianapolis. So that whole notion, it's really just circumstance, and there just aren't that many quarterbacks playing in the NFL who happen to be under 6 foot. There's only a handful at best. So that
sure.
it was almost like people were looking, just trying to narrow it down and try to make a logical decision. Well, Frank Reich's, he loves big quarterbacks.
What is it? Correlation and it does not equal causation. Right. Is that what? Yeah,
something like that. I'm not smart enough to know anything about it. But Stroud is a good quarterback too. My feeling has been that if the actual quarterback ability were really close between Stroud and Young, then it would be an easy call. You would just take the bigger player, right? That's the way I look at it.
Maybe it's not. I mean, and
right, and that's my point. That's why I think Young is the pick.
If we're just talking about ability, we might need to expand the scope, because the longer I spend time talking to people about looking at, you know, really thinking about what Anthony Richardson actually is.
Oh.
I mean, listen, I don't know that Anthony Richardson's going to be the first pick in the draft, but if I had the opportunity to have a kid who's gigantic and as toolsy as any quarterback to come through this process in a while, the opportunity to put him with coaches like Frank and Jim and Josh and Thomas and all those guys downstairs who are going to be coaching up this quarterback, that would be a good spot. I think Anthony Richardson with the right supporting cast is going to be really good, probably pretty soon. The only question is, does he get to the right spot?
Right. I agree with you. I've been talking about this, and I think people are probably tired of hearing me say it. I've been talking about this for a month.
I think he's going to be really good, and
could be.
Probably not too long from now either. I mean, maybe you don't want the guy, because he does. He's got fewer reps than all the other guys. And, you know, whether it's writing newspaper stories or doing radio shows or playing quarterback in the NFL, you've got to have a certain amount of hours on task to be good at it. And he doesn't have as many of them as the other guys.
I would take Bryce Young one, but if I wasn't going to take him because of the size, that's who I would take. I would take Richardson two. I would take Richardson one.
You're immense. You and I think alike on a lot of things, I think.
Because what you're trying to do at number one, I'm not trying to make the safe pick. That's what everybody was talking about. Well, you take C.J. Stroud as the safe pick. And I'm not saying that C.J. Stroud isn't going to be a good NFL quarterback. The odds say that only one of these guys will be good, right? That's what, you know, if you look at the last 15 NFL drafts, about 25% of first-round quarterbacks, especially high first-round quarterbacks, only 25% become legitimately good starting NFL quarterbacks. It's really hard to do. So the odds tell us just one is going to make it. But if I'm going to pick number one, I'm trying to find somebody who is going to not just be good, but be great. And I think Anthony Richardson, if it's not Bryce Young, Richardson has the better chance to be great if it hits. The athleticism is seducing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's a fascinating player at a lot of levels. But, you know, and again, I think as with everything in the NFL, so much of this has to do with fit. I mean, a good prospect with all the tools and all the possibility gets to the wrong place surrounded by the wrong people and all of a sudden turns into a disaster. We've seen that before. Remember, people told us Jimmy Clausen was a can't miss. I remember Mel Kiper saying if he didn't turn out, he would quit doing NFL. Oh, wait. But, you know, I mean, people get in bad situations and it goes the other way for them.
Darren Gant, Panthers.com, ask the old guy. So how many of the new guys are in throwing up weight, just doing whatever you do during these
all the things,
off-season
man.
Programs?
Most of them, actually. I mean, just from walking the halls and being down in the cafeteria, you know, Burns is here, Shaq's here, Jeremy Chin's here, he's got a new haircut. You can see all the pictures and videos at Panthers.com in case you're interested in looking at that kind of thing. But, yeah, most of those dudes are here. I mean, Andy Dalton's here. I was talking to him about hair product the other day.
What?
Yeah, man. Hey, Andy Dalton's got it sculpted. Him and Josh McCown, they've got the best quarterback hair room in the league, no matter who walks into it.
It's probably true. You should cover that. You have good hair as well.
Thank you.
One of my favorite things about what they have done in the offseason And I know I was actually used in a pro Panthers video because I like the moves that they have made. I like the Adam Thielen addition. I love grabbing a tight end. Love Hayden Hurst. I like DJ Chark. I like a lot of the stuff that they have done. But I also love the coaching staff.
Yeah, still a lot of stuff to do. And I think, again, that's an extension of the coaching staff. They've surrounded this kid with adults by going out and getting Adam Thielen, who, you know, people say, oh, he's 32 years old. Well, he's never a fast guy. So the fact that he might have slowed down a little is not as big a difference as it is for somebody who's young and can run. He's still going to, you know, I can't imagine a situation where Adam Thielen doesn't catch 65, 70 balls this year. Hayden Hurst should be, you know, a solid 50-catch guy again like he was last year in Cincinnati. I mean, those guys are going to get opportunities. I think Miles Sanders is another one of those to have a three-down back, somebody who's can be a regular running back and also catch 50 balls a year. I think those are the safe throws you want to give rookie quarterbacks. You want to give them chances to hit their layups, and that's what they've done. But to me, still the biggest of those moves remains keeping Bradley Bozeman around, signing your 320-pound center. And if you're thinking about a quarterback, even a small one, get you a big old center and put in front of him, and that's the first line of defense. So I think Bozeman hanging around gives you a chance to get that starting five from last year back together again. Yeah, I still think there's an opportunity for him to look at more options on the offensive line, especially on draft weekend, kind of keep that position deep. But you know, they've got a good group, and once Austin Corbett gets back from that ACL, which we've documented faithfully at CarolinaPanthers.com or Panthers.com, and we check in with Austin once a month and go inside that rehab. Yeah, we do.
All right.
Austin, it's a neat series of stories. You should really check it out at Panthers.com.
Derek Gant, let me just ask you, big picture. Because right now everything's all about Lamar Jackson. What is Lamar Jackson going to do? How do you think that plays out?
Poorly, maybe. I don't know that spending $15 million on Odell Beckham's a move I would have made.
Gosh.
I don't know that that's – I mean, that feels like the last act of a desperate man or the first act of Henry V. I'm not sure which. But, yeah, I just don't know how this resolves itself in a way that makes everybody happy. I mean, it just feels like, you know, ultimately a lot of these situations get solved with money. And, you know, apparently Lamar's happy about the Odell portion of it. But I just don't know. The Ravens are the organization that does all the smart stuff. And this feels kind of emotional to me and not the kind of move a smart team makes of giving $15 million to a 30-some-year-old guy who's played about, what, a dozen games the last couple of years, hurt. It's just, I just don't know. That was a very un-Ravens-like move for the Ravens to make.
It almost seems like they made this move hoping that this would convince Lamar Jackson to come in, and the only thing that's going to convince Lamar Jackson to come in is money.
Yeah. It's like, you know, honey, I promise I can change. When has that ever worked for anybody?
You're the best. Darren Gant, I appreciate your time as always, my friend. I believe Taylor Moten needs a spot on the bench.
What?
You can spot him.
A spot. I thought you were trying to put him on the second string or something.
No.
He's more of a morning lift guy. He's like me. He gets in here early and grinds all day.
Good for you. All right, Darren, I appreciate your time, man.
See you, buddy.
All right, Darren Gant, at Darren Gant on Twitter.